11:01 in 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Now it is 11:01 according to the digital clock up on the wall here at WMFO in Medford. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO in Medford. According to that very same digital clock, it's now 11:03 here at your freeform station. This is WMFO in Medford. And you are in tune to Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, but we still have 2 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable. 2 hours that you can shake your stick at, and all that crazy stuff that we've been double dog down you since 1990, or at least some of us have. Me, I've come a little late to the double dong daring you, but nonetheless, I carry on the double dong daring, just as Belinda would. But I am not Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I want to remind you, the listener, and those of you out there joining us on the Facebook chat group, lovely to have you all out there. I'm still warming up to getting onto the page myself, but right now I'm getting the radio show going, and I'm here with my trusty companion, Lady D, and we also have several friends visiting from out of town who are smattering around the studio and are a little unused to this Bubbles in the Think Tank phenomenon, but they've been well-educated earlier this evening and are catching up to speed as best they can. So hopefully they will be joining you on the Facebook chat group too in days and weeks to come. And speaking of days and weeks to come, of course, at midnight, around about the midnight hour, we have our annual radio obituaries where we say farewell to those who passed in recent days and weeks. Yes, there is one that's in the weeks category. Most of them are in the days category. But there was one that I was surprised slipped by and slipped through the cracks. But I found it, and it'll be in the radio obituaries starting at around midnight. Also, I'd like to remind you to take the poll, Freddie's poll, the poll about the radio obituaries to the radio obituary retrospective show will be coming your way next week when Belinda returns, and she will rebroadcast all the radio obituaries in the past radio obituary year, which runs from November 1st, 2018 to October 31st, 2019, and you, the listener, get to choose which radio obituaries will be retrospected in that highlighted retrospective show by going over to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook page, where there's a link there by our particular head of research, Mr. Frederick Stockwell, who's put that there for you to take that poll and cast your votes. Your vote counts. Make it count. I'd also like to remind you that here at WMFO, we are in the midst of a donations drive. And unlike other stations where they have donation drives and they beg you to call in now and pledge your money, we are much more low-key around here about that sort of thing. And we just ask you, at your convenience, to go over to the WMFO.org page and click on the donate button. And give generously to your heart's content. Enough said on that for this hour. I know a bunch of you out there in the posse made it over to Passions last night to check out Chandler Travis, a Bubbles in the Think Tank regular, a stable of stars, I guess you could say. And although I personally did not make it there, my intent was to be a part of that, and we'll be taking a look at that, or at least paying tribute to that, in the very near future on this very show. But this show being Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I being not Belinda, I've got my radio obituary pages here, and they just fell all over the place and scattered on the floor, but at least we don't have to worry about that for another nearly an hour or so. But there are other notes I have here that I had to scound up and make sure I remind you of things I don't want to forget about. One thing I have to remind myself of is that in planning for this show, I planned way more than 2 hours of material. So there was nobody here when I got here. Maybe there'll be nobody here when I leave. So that 1 o'clock out might just be a suggestion tonight. We'll see how far that takes us. So in the meantime, with all that in mind, let me get in mind and start playing for you some things that you want to hear. And starting with a semi-request or a salute or a shout-out to our particular head of research, Mr. Frederick Stockwell, because he suggested this, and I said I could take it as a request. And he says, well, it's up to me. And it is up to me, because I'm not Belinda, and this is my show for tonight. And so now it's up to you to listen or not listen. But I'm sure you're going to listen, because that's what you're here for on WMFO in Medford.
We didn't come to borrow any money. We didn't come to borrow any dough. We didn't come to borrow any trouble. We just stepped in to say hello. Oh, oh, hello to you, Mr. Penny. Please don't think that we are hammy. We just stepped in from Alabama. We just stepped in to say hello.
Oh boy, you said it.
We just stepped in to say hello.
And don't forget it.
We just stepped in to say hello.
And I'm
hello.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on. Walk sign is on.
started now. You got me started. Where are we going? You got me started. You got me started now. You got me started.
Ricky Bates.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Listen. hope you really like.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man, the scarlet and grey, shuffling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me,
said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy?
Yeah, where do you come from?
No man's land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother, whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's a metronome.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we're nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney and we're living on caviar and honey. Cos they're earning me lots of money fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course.
When the greenwood laughs with a voice of joy, and the dimpling stream runs laughing by, when the air does laugh with a merry wit, and the green hill laughs with the noise of it, and the meadow laughs with lively green, and the grasshopper laughs and the moth we see. When Mary and Susan and Emily with their sweet round mouths sing ha ha he, when the painted birds laugh in the shade where our table with cherries and nuts is spread, come live and be merry and join with me to sing the sweet chorus of ha ha.
Attention, please. This is Freeform Radio on WMFO Medford.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous. Overlooks the avenue.
with someone sharing a delight. Chat, there's some fabulous cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonnette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette, with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. Any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for
on the level, or you're just making it up as you go along.
Everyone says I love you, but just what they said it for I never knew. It's just inviting trouble for the poor sucker who says I love you. And begins to roar. There's a lot of lions who know just what he's roaring for. Everything that ever grew, the goose and the gander and the gosling too, the duck upon the water when he feels that way too, says
we'll be right back.
This is a very silly version of a song from a Marx Brothers film. Anyway, I'm not Belinda, and we're here at Bubbles and Think Tank, and I can't believe it's been almost a half an hour already since we started this radio show. Has almost a half an hour gone by already? I mean, seriously. So, we're just having fun. I'm happy to be here. I forgot to tell you that at the start of that set, but that might have become obvious throughout the set that I'm happy to be here playing these tunes for you. I've got my friends here. Maybe some of them might want to say hello, because one of them is an aspiring, young, up-and-coming possible DJ who's been involved with radio himself. So, let me see. That would be on this mic here. You want to say hello to our radio audience?
Greetings to the general public.
And those on the Facebook chat group especially.
And those on the Facebook chat group as well, yes.
And you're having a good time here?
I am indeed.
He's on the verge of becoming a freshman at Berklee College of Music with some
hopefully.
Hope.
Hopefully. Just auditioned today.
Yay. Well, good luck to him. And he's here with his mom and dad. And he was also... You were the chairman of your high school radio station, weren't you?
I was indeed. I brought it back from the dead.
Yay. So radio is sort of in your blood, too.
Indeed it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I'm getting a little overmodulated there. My bad. But I got to pay attention to my engineering as well as what I'm doing here. Because what I'm doing here is providing music for you out there at Bubbles in the Think Tank and silliness. It's been mostly done with music, but there's been some silliness in there. There'll be more silliness to come. I also want to remind you that here in Massachusetts, my friends are visiting from New York, and they're fond of the fact that here in Massachusetts we have legal weed. But even though it is legal, it's also legal to consume alcohol under certain conditions. If you're using these products, we urge you not to even think about getting behind the wheel and driving, because people die that way. And it's a public service message from your friends here at Bubbles in the Think Tank and WMFO and Radio. I am here. I am not Belinda. Coming up in around 30 minutes or so, we'll have the radio obituaries. But between now and then, I've got some more records to spin for you. And plus me being me, that is me being Chuck Yu, who's also not Belinda. But in my Chuck Yu personality, I'm known to get in political material when I do radio. But this being Bubbles in the Think Tank, we got to be silly. So I have silly political material, both historically and current, which we'll get to in this next set as well. But first, I want to just tell you what a joy it is to play records for you here at WMFO Medford, your freeform radio station, Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back.
It was inevitable that I would make a record. After all, my measurements are 33 and one-third, 45 and 78.
Basement of the agriculture ministry, the information couldn't fall into the hands of the enemy. And So it fell upon Eugene Way, an expendable employee of the Agriculture Ministry, to copy that 45 on Tinkerton RD-11 and then destroy it. Then he was to bring the RD-11, the moving bubble on a tripod, out of the city to the fleeing government and away from rebel hands. Eugene Way couldn't live without it. And so he did it, and so he lived.
Little Eugene Way, he got away by killing history. And though I never saw the fight, I know of what I speak. On the seventh day of the seventh month, a little part of us did die. So now the song I sing and the bells they ring, the last 45. A little Eugene Way,
little Eugene Way,
a little Eugene Way. A little Eugene Way,
little Eugene Way,
a little Eugene Way,
little Eugene Way.
The cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a roping cows. Seldom, if ever, a much needed rest, want to do it later, but have to do it now. Howdy there, little partners. This is your old pal, Bobby Lloyd. And I want to tell you a story today about the greatest bunch of guys a fella could ever call his friends. The cowboys. One day on a large cattle farm, a ranger said to his brother,
"Now hold tight with your left arm, otherwise you'll smother."
Redskins on a tense alert were hiding behind a stone wall, around which they skirt, and several were quite tall. As they changed their position and came into open view, the cowboys had the suspicion that the Indians were more than few. Astride their charging horses, rifles ready for an instant act, there were few additional losses, but great faith in the mental pact. They circled the discovered Redskins and fired several shots at the group. The result? Several more dead skins, less members of that noisy troop. The Indians yelled and danced to the tune of beaten drums, after when they pranced but did not eat breadcrumbs. One ranger said to another,
"Let's go to the local saloon. Even though you're not my brother, your body is swollen like a balloon."
The remaining, all brave, continued with the dance. Their tents were held by stays. One weapon, a long lance. Oh, the cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a roping cows. Seldom, if ever, a much needed rest, want to do it later, but have to do it now. So long, little partners.
Johnny, honey, be careful.
It's my record.
Oh, the cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a roping cows.
Oh, funny, funny, huh? It's my record. I was telling my friends here it takes a whole song to get the joke in on that one, but there it was, a funny little diddly here, and a little set about records and how they go around, and most of it from local musicians, but I don't have to tell you about all that because you're all there in the Facebook chat group, are astute and are following along on our electronic playlist anyway, but that last one was Bobby Lloyd and the Skeletons from a song called Cowboys from the original lyrics by Ernest Noyes Brookings, 1989, a local compilation that graced these airwaves and this area at that time. And I am not Belinda. There's still Bubbles in the Think Tank. And after that little set about records, we're going to have a little set about funny politics then and now, and then we'll get into the radio obituaries. So we'll kick off this next thing from Feinstein Theater with a tune I guess we can dedicate to the Republican Party here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, wrong fader. Let's try that again here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The bell was ringing, it was dark. The park was closing, still she held onto my arm. She was a peasant girl, a pleasant girl, and yes, she drove a tractor on a farm. And as the summer night began, and as the trolley sparked that ran on silver tracks in circles round and round the park, she held my hand, Manhattan hand, and whispered low her five-year plan. Then we depart. Oh, Moscow memories, you haunt me still. Communist memories erode my will. The park was closed, the gate locked shut. We walked the streets, the massive empty streets, alone. And after walking all the night, I took her home, I kissed her once. We said goodbye. She had no phone. And now so many years have passed, and here I sit on Wall Street and recall that in my younger days I kissed a communist, a red-haired Russian lass. Oh, Moscow melodies, you haunt me still. Marxist memories destroy my will. Now the government has asked me please to sign my name to papers just to siphon off a little of my cash. To fight a war, support a horror, close a park, or build an ark in space, or buy the president some hash. And I can't do it. I just can't do it. For I remember still those Moscow memories, sweet Soviet melodies. Those commie kisses destroyed my will. Sweet whispered wishes, those Russian witches, those red hot kisses destroyed my.
I've seen campaign commercials all over the country, and for the past several years, they're all the same. As a prosecutor, he put everyone in his entire county in jail. As a businessman, he knows everyone's out to get you. Especially the help. As a legislator, he wrote the law that made it legal for the police to rifle through your underwear drawer whenever they deemed it fit. He's the founder and president of the Turn in Your Neighbor for a Safer America Society. He's the kind of a man who wears a tie when he goes fishing. He's been endorsed by a wide range of individuals, including Charlton Heston, Jerry Falwell, Rush Limbaugh, the Young Republican White Aryan Youth Bund. Isn't it time we sent a mealy-mouthed bastard like this to Washington to work for us? Paid for by the committee to distract you from who actually owns this guy. I mean, I started doing this when Nixon. Couldn't get worse than Nixon, could it? That was a stroll through the park. Nixon was like herpes. You think he's gone, boom, he'd flare up.
$500,000 tax deduction.
But if you feel you need more information, write to me, and I'll give it to you for $300,000.
Just send me your checks, or your money orders, or your sister, your finger, your dirty shorts, anything you got. The Vesco Enterprises, Nicaragua. Listen, Honduras, anywhere, we're going to find you. You find us.
Good evening. Now that most of the major witnesses in the Watergate phase of the Senate committee hearings on campaign practices have been heard, the time has come for me to speak out about the charges made for the American people. I shall not attempt to deal tonight with the facts. My effort throughout has been to hide the facts. On May 22nd, before the major witnesses had testified, I issued a detailed statement addressing the charges that had been made against the president. My statement has been contradicted by every witness in a position to know the facts. And I state tonight, I had prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I took part in subsequent cover-up activities. I engaged in illegal campaign tactics. On September 12th, at a meeting that I held with the cabinet, the senior White House staff, and a number of legislative leaders, Attorney General Kleindienst reported on the investigation. He told us it had been the most extensive cover-up since the assassination of President Kennedy. I relied on the best law enforcement agencies in the country to cover up the truth. I believed they had done so, just as they believed they had done so. Turning now to the basic issues which have been raised by Watergate, I stand for excessive partisanship, for enemy lists, for efforts to use the great institutions of government for partisan political purposes. The institutions of government must be used against the people. Those who insisted on the old restraints must be punished, brutally suppressed, shouted down, or even physically assaulted. If there are laws we disagree with, let us work to change them. But let us not obey them until they are changed. Many have urged that in order to help prove the truth of what I have said, I should turn over to the special prosecutor and the Senate committee recordings of conversation that I held in my office or on my telephone. However, the tapes implicate the president personally in the illegal activities that took place. If I were to make public these tapes, no one would want to speak to me. Thank you, and good evening.
And with that, I yield back the balance of my time.
Thank you, Ranking Member Nunez. I will now recognize myself. Hey, bitch. Okay, Ms. Williams, Lieutenant Colonel Vitamita Vegeman, thank you both for your testimonies today in this impeachment inquiry into the 45th President of the United States, Donald Jessica Trump. I would now like to read a portion of the July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Trump says, "We would like you to do us a favor, though. There's lots of talk about Joe Biden's son. Also, we have reason to believe there was meddling in the 2016 election by some terrible people, very bad people, a woman named Chrissy Teigen and a very hairy man, Alex Baldwin. Terribly, terribly hairy. Whatever you can do. Hang on, I have to make another call real quick. Yes, give me a 10-piece tenders with extra biscuits and two large sides." Well, then he just orders chicken. Did you find this call unusual?
Yes.
And is it true, Ambassador Taylor, that you were conflicted about the role of the president's personal lawyer?
I was concerned about Rudy Giuliani's statements.
Honey, could you kick it up a notch? We're on television.
And so by the end of June, I had begun to hear references to investigations. Yeah.
Really sell it to me, honey. Give it some pizzazz.
As something that would have to happen prior to the meeting that...
Here, maybe wear this.
...that President Trump had offered to President Zelensky.
You know what? Let me help you out. Devin, give me my note, please.
His phone calls ain't as perfect as the picture that he paints. He's full of so much crap, he's turning brown. We've read the memorandums and the transcripts and complaints. And let's be real, we all see what went down. His conduct was unethical, we know. But when it comes to influencing foreign government officials by withholding military aid until they agree to investigate his personal opponents to serve his own political agenda, he's a hoe.
Did you take a look at that call? It was perfect.
Very innocent call.
He's just a girl who quid pro quo. Blackmail's his favorite response. He'll badger any friend or foe until he gets what he wants. When it comes to foreign policy, he says his correspondence is top shelf.
It was beautiful.
But it's really just a fallacy. He's only interested in himself. He's just a fool who'll gladly throw any old country a bone, long as they bow to his throne. Since he can't win on his own, he'll quit.
And now the impeachment begins.
What you gonna do when Zelensky comes calling? Your numbers are a-falling. What you gonna do? Supposing that you know that he's possibly hiding some dirt on Joe Biden. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when Ambassador Sondland corroborates what we already know? What you going to do when Zelensky called?
Pay for quid pro quo.
Girl.
He's just a braggadocio to any foreign ally.
Did you take a look at that call? It was perfect.
When Ukraine called, he said hello. Just when he should have said,
до побачення.
When he recognized a rivalry, he told him that he wouldn't give a buck till they bend it to his bribery, which turns out is impeachable as fuck. I suppose he throws a fit when whistles blow. He's just a petulant kid.
He'll gladly pro quo or quid.
He'll say he won't, but he did a quid. A pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Girl.
Nibbling on Big Macs, Coke in the six packs, making decisions that I will rescind. Growling at fake news, singing the shit blues, and otherwise farting into the wind. Wasting away again in Mar-a-Lagoville, searching for some woman I can assault. Some people claim I really should be ashamed, but I know there's no way it's my fault. No affection since the election, but maybe that tall girl can bring me to life. She looks like a beauty, a Slovenian cutie. Oh wait, I just realized that's only my wife. Wasting away again in Mar-a-Lagoville, searching for Barack policies I can halt. That was my aim, clearly Obama's to blame. 'Cause I know nothing's ever my fault.
to sail up the border. Gotta stop letting all those Mexicans through. So what if the crops rot? I can still do the foxtrot. I'm not really sure if that is even true. Wasting away again in Mar-a-Lagoville, searching for those facts I can label with all.